4 minutes, I suppose, was the undoing ultimately, wasn't it? That 4 minutes just before the break.
Yeah, you're expecting a response from the first goal, a better response than we got. You know, we've got to do better on the second goal. The first goal, again, I'm looking at it, if I'm being really critical, you know, fullback should stop cross, central defender should mark centre forward. But the second one, that really does really irritate me, because you're definitely trying to get to half time at 1-0, you know, and then the game is still within, you know, striking distance for us. But these things do happen, especially with young players and, you know, experienced players as well. But like I said, 4 minutes. If I was to take the first half performance into any other game, I'd be really, really happy. And I was happy at half time. Disappointed with the two goals, like you say, in 4 minute space. But other than that, the second half was pretty much a write off once Niall Canavan had been sent off. So I'm just trying to manage the game from that point.
I thought George Schlillich actually played well in goal. Did you?
Josh. Yeah, he does okay.
So you weren't as impressed as clearly we were then?
Well, it depends what you want from a goalkeeper. You know, there's a lot of facets that you need as a goalkeeper now. But I've been really, really pleased with Josh throughout the course of the season. I've got two good goalkeepers, three of you consider Johnny Deaver. But with respect to today, I think he can do better.
In terms of going forward from here, obviously you want to, as a club, continue on in the FA Cup. Does this actually refocus the mind a little bit ahead of Tuesday?
Refocus the mind. I'm focused, full stop. That, you know, we're already planning, and we've planned for Tuesday's game. There's no refocus. The refocus or the lack of focus will be when I'm on holiday somewhere in May, June, and hopefully July.
But players who've just been beaten want to come back, want to win, want to show that that wasn't them.
I understand what you're saying, but it's not all about the scoreline. You know, I see bravery in a lot of the young players and the players out on the pitch. I see mistakes, but I see bravery because players are trying to do it the right way. It's a results-driven business, and it's too much about the results. But do I stand here today disappointed with the result? Yes. But do I look at things and see things that I think, wow, brilliant? Yes, I do as well. And that's what gives me at Rochdale Football Club great pleasure. You know, really, if we're being honest here, you know, Bradford should have been promoted a long time before they've been in this position where it looks like they potentially can get promoted. You know, and fair play to them. They've got a very good squad of players. They're a good, good team. But we are dreaming about trying to put a promotion team together. You know, and I look at that, what I've seen today, 4-0. It doesn't really bother me, but I see potentially us moulding into the type of team that Bradford have got at this moment in time.
So interpreting what you're saying then, you go into this game on Tuesday actually quite confident, quite relaxed, in spite of the fact that your team were well beaten at Bradford.
Yeah, 100%. 100% well beaten. If we'd been beaten 6 or 7, which it could have gone into the second half, I still would have been exactly the same come Tuesday. There's no question about it. I believe in these players, the hard work, the endeavour. There's a little bit at times, lack of experience, but, you know, I'm okay with that.
You're confident you can beat Maidstone after you got the draw down there?
I'm always confident about every game that we go in. I was confident before this. I thought the game plan was working superbly. I was really, really pleased with the way that we approached the game. I'm not pleased with the scoreline, but on reflection, you know, I can't ask for any more with respect to endeavour and commitment from the players, especially when they're down to 10 men. And it's very difficult against that type of side who can manipulate the ball. Like I said, we've played against teams previously with 10 men and we've won games because we just allowed the opposition to have the ball. They give it us back and we counter-attack. We couldn't do that today against Bradford. They were too good with the extra man, and they were very good without the extra man.